see is your big face. That's okay.
Okay. Yeah, recording has started.
Now I see Bunny Halima. All right, and a bunch of people without faces live. And we'll be turning on, we'll opening up the, hello, Elizabeth. Hello, Karina. Karina. You have to let me know. There's Bonnie Bristow. Hi. Joan Pennington. Hello. Yay. This is so fun. I can't wait. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We've got people from all around the world. So it's like, wow. So exciting. And I have blue blocker glasses on. So sometimes I look like I have blue glasses and sometimes. So sorry about that. My other glasses broke. So, So is the recording on before I get too goofy? All right, thank you. Well, welcome everybody. It's so glad to be here with your hearts. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I've gotten to know some of you on the Facebook group, and we've already done some personal healings. And these group healings are really meant to be a big piece of this program. This Soul Purpose Acceleration Program is a full meal. It's not just an appetizer. It's not just dessert. It's the whole deal. And so hopefully you've already downloaded and started listening to the MP3s. We'll teach you lifelong practices that you can use to rewire your heart, your soul, your spirit to be one with the divine. And there's also a 32-page self-discovery manual, which if you really want to know your purpose and express it in the world as a job or a career, then that book would be for you. And as we've talked about, our soul purpose is more than a career. So it can be expressed through a career. And I want to support those people that want to make it a career. So that's the 32-page self-discovery workshop. And the book. And then you've all had the 30-page inspiration and action guide. That'll take you through self-study at your own pace. People are still registering, so it's not like we can all be together doing 30 days together. So it's at your own pace. And then these five weekly healing calls is really the meat. This is the dinner of the program. So I want to support you with that. So today, let me start with an opening prayer just to unify our hearts, souls, and spirits. Then I'm going to do what I promised today, which is every week we'll be doing starting with a purification. It's like clearing what's in the way. And then the second part of the healing will be beautifying, bringing in the lights to rewire you, to fill us. And then, so that'll take an hour. And then the last half hour, I'll open the lines, and Deborah's help, to begin to ask, you know, if you have any questions and, you know, about the program or questions about what comes up for you in the healing. So I'm here to serve you. I'm in deep bowing and service to you. This is my most passionate topic in the world. It's changed my life, and I want to empower you to have a life of joy, happiness, health, freedom, empowerment, fulfillment, creativity, fun, whatever it is that you want, relationships, love, you know, light, all of it. So together, let's make that intention for all of us to fully participate, receive as I do this opening prayer. Okay, so I invite everybody to just get comfortable in the Sufi healing way. I'll say it 50 times so you get it, so I remember. It's about relaxing, receiving, allowing. It's not a trying or a doing. The source made us, knows us better than we know ourselves, and always gives us exactly what we need in the moment. So I invite you to just sit, crown open to the heavens, feet, soles of your feet open, growing a grounding cord into the center of the earth. And in this way, we bring heaven to earth, not travel out to the heavens, because the secret is the heavens are inside us. And as you begin to breathe normally, I invite you to allow your breath to massage gently the center of your chest inside, So you're breathing in and out of the fulcrum of the above and the below energy centers. This is home. So just take a couple of ahs, remembering if you've listened to the recordings, that the sound vibrating in our chest, that's what opens up the heart. So you can even say, feel that vibration, remembering that your voice, your body knows your voice. So it's always helpful for you to do it with your voice as well. Okay, so let us begin. Close your eyes, connecting your third eye with the eye of your heart, remembering your belly and your body. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbi Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, Hidina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi alayhim, Waladdallin. Ameen. Amen. So that's the opening prayer. It opens up all our energy centers. Just open to receive. Let that light come in. Take a moment to receive. We call, it answers. Oh, my beloved Allah, the one source, creator, all that is, Mother, Father, Spirit, God, the one that breathes us and beats our heart, I ask you please to help us to join as one hand, one heart, one soul today. Help us to receive all the greater than imagined blessings that you have for us. Help us to know the truth of who we are as you created us to be. Bismillah, kika mima fi kishfi anta shafi. Shafiya uliya chukasaka ma. Bismillahi walihi wa ahirihi. Which means, in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful, I ask for complete healing, leaving no trace of illness behind. God is the healer. I ask to be the vessel. Nothing before God or after God, only the one, the oneness, the unity, zero point, however you want to call it. Not a white-bearded guy in the sky. So just receiving, opening, opening. Also calling, asking the divine to send all the nearby angels to fill the homes where all these beloveds are, to fill the world, to fill their homes, the rooms where they are right now, to help with this healing. The guardian angels, the protecting angels, the healing angels, creative angels, the muses, all the angels that want to help that God wants to send. Also, we want to call on the 124,000 prophets in all the religions and paths that have gone before on this planet to try to wake us up. And we still haven't woken up, but we're doing it now, and we're the ones we've been waiting for. And so when I call on this invocation, know that I'm calling on 124,000 and 120,000 behind these. So just keeping your eyes closed, staying in your heart, and just feel the transmission and the light that opens with this invocation. Doesn't have anything to do with religion, has only to do with love, light, healing, and awakening. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Jesus Rasulullah. Moses Rasulullah, Abraham Rasulullah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alehi Salatula. Take a moment to feel that, open to that. There's a huge light coming in. Asking also from the help from the holy women, Mary, mother of Isa, of Jesus, Rasulullah, Sarah, Aisha, Rabia, all the holy women, Kuan Yin, all the holy women. We make no separation between the religions. We make no separation between the prophets, the holy beings. We make no separation between the men and the women. It's all one. We are not who we think we are. Or we, who we think they are. Allah. Feeling your legs, feeling a lot of energy. This can be a whole body experience. And of course, filling our chalices, opening our crown, letting it come in. So much help for us. To say yes. And as this is the planet of free will, it's also helpful to ask for the help. The game is, we're pretending we have a free will down here, and the game is to give it up. So part of asking is being willing to ask for help and say we don't know everything. In fact, we know nothing. Beautiful. It's expanding and expanding. Our hearts are now joining. Imagine it as a circle. We are one heart, one soul. Everybody on the call and those that will be listening to the replay. And feeling the quantum exponential elevation of a group focused on the divine heart's awakening, ascending, healing, and holding the light for ourselves and for the planet. Feel all the help and support there is for that. Opening your crowns even more. Opening, opening, opening. There's so much that wants to come in. This is an inside job. Deborah, are you looking at the chats? Beautiful, beloved. So watching the time, I want to give you every minute that you can have. And so I invite you to sort of come back into the Zoom room, and you can open your eyes if you want, or you can just stay inside. I'm going to give a short teaching, and then we'll do a clearing, and then we'll, which is the purifying, and then we'll do a beautifying, bringing the healing in. So we clear, we renew. And but I invite you to stay in your heart, not your head. So just really keeping, remembering to keep that yummy space and heart in the heart that was opened up so that inspiration can come. And this call is recorded, so you'll be get to listen to it again, so you don't have to pay that much attention. It's more about receiving the download, the transmission that's coming through. This is soul work, not mind work. And I'm going to give you a piece for your mind. So today's call is called What's in the Way is the Way. So what does that mean? What it means is accept what's ever in your life at the moment, because that's exactly what you called for and exactly what you need. It is always that way. And I don't use the word always that often. So what does that mean? What we just want to unpack that a little bit. So in the Sufi way, the way why we're working so much with the divine names and the coded activations of these sacred names in Arabic, of which there's 99, when it is said that we are made in the image and likeness of the divine, it doesn't mean necessarily our bodies. What it means is that it's our soul qualities, that we're meant to be wired with love, peace, beauty, health, joy, forgiveness, and all of that. So whatever is in front of us is from our soul. The Sufis say everything is for us and from us. It's from us and for us. So it's accept learning. It's not easy. This is a contact sport. It's about really learning to accept what's in front of us and say, what divine name, what quality or attribute of the divine is trying to be rewired in me that might have gotten broken, or from my lineage, from what's happened to me as a child, for whatever the reason is. It's like, what's being called to get rewired? What's being called to be healed? So in each moment, we're either triggered or we're in the, we call it the fire. what's in the way is the way. So we're either being called to be healed or we're being called in the moment to be thankful. Ah, nothing's triggered. Ah, thankful. So what's in the way is the way. And so especially for people on this group or anybody whose heart's called to such a pure path and a deep path that can lead to the unity where you and the divine are one and you're seeing, hearing, feeling, and knowing with that divine light, and it's not a concept, it's the real deal. If you're being called to that, there are going to be a lot of things in the way because what will happen is, and you can tell me later when we go in the questions, or you just want to take inventory right now. It's like if you have money issues and there's a lot of lack and just can't seem to be receiving money, then that's what's in the way and that's what's being called for. You're not a victim and we're here to empower you. And the divine always wants us to be happy. So the three ways that the divine wakes us up, the three main ways is either through money issues, number one, not in necessarily order, health issues, and relationship issues. So usually you don't get all three at once, luckily. So there is mercy. So, for example, if there's money issues, then maybe you want to work with the divine name Yah Kareem, which means God is the most generous. And when our soul purpose was written in our decree, our provision was already written before we were born. So it's about opening to the Kareem, the generous. There's also a divine name called Ghani. Thanks for writing that in the chat box. Ghani, which is the divine is the all rich. And I want to show you a book that I did put in the 30-day inspiration guide. And so this is the book. Does it come out backwards? It doesn't? Okay. So this is the book that I recommend everybody get. This is the Bible for the qualities, for the divine names. And it is in your 30-day inspiration guide. It's called The Divine Names, the 99 Healing Names of the One Love. It is the science and technology of what we're working on. And so if you, in that book, it says Yah Kareem is one of the divine qualities that the divine is the most generous and we don't have to earn it or deserve it or be worthy of it. And there is no divine name called worthy. We are worthy. We are born worthy. So also if you're being called home, it means that the divine wants to bring you near, wants to give you everything. So it's really to remember that the practices that is in the MP3s, that will bring you home. It's very simple, but yet very profound. And the other thing I want to say, because this is a soul purpose call, out of the thousands of people that I've read, their fingerprints and their soul purpose, you not only get a soul purpose, beloveds, we also get soul lessons. So that's what we're doing here on the planet, sorry to say. So what's in the way is the way, and it's always the exact medicine that we need to support our life purpose. And the soul lessons can be healed, can be rewired to become flipped around into gifts. So it's the divine says, it says in the holy book, that the divine doesn't allow any disease without a cure for it. And so it's really up to us to just use the tools that we've been given. We have tools now in this time and day. So I hope that helps. So you, if you're on this call, you know, the divine is calling you home, home to peace, love, ecstasy, joy, beauty. And doesn't mean it's all going to be a bed of roses. So we alternate always between expansion and contraction. So sometimes we're feeling, oh, life is great, life is wonderful. Oh, then a couple of weeks later, a month, or even a day, say, oh, now what? So just to remember, after expansion comes contraction, after contraction comes expansion. It's just like our breath. We breathe in, we breathe out, right? So remember, just like the breath. Okay. And the point is to be remembering the truth of who we are as divine representatives of God on this earth. To open our divine self, to awaken, to ascend with Mother Earth and with the divine masculine and divine feminine. It's for our body as well as it's for our heart, soul, and spirit. Okay. So any big questions out there on the chat box, and then we'll go into a healing. Saying anything? No? Okay. Okay, beloved. So I invite you to kind of close your eyes. We're going to do the purifying, the healing, the releasing of, so just taking a moment as you feel your heart, and to notice, take a note, write down, or just take note of what's in the way for you today. What's up? What's triggering you today? Or what's not the way you would like it to be? How's your health? How's your wealth? How's your relationships? What would you like more of? What are you in need of today? Love is in need of love today, of course, always. And what is your deep heart and soul wanting? Health, wealth, creativity, ideas, community. Time, quietness, nature, what are you needing? Because that's your soul calling you, tapping you gently, the still small voice saying, come home. And it's not a punishment. We want to release that today, because basically sometimes everything stops on the outside because they're reminding you, wait a minute, you're a healer. You're a teacher. There's more for you. Stop looking out there. You already have it. And they close the doors on the outer sometimes in different departments, or sometimes all departments, because the divine is calling you home, home to your essence, to the love, the ecstasy, the truth. So it's always for you and for your highest and best. So just take a note, what's up for you, what's in the way today is the way. Invite you to bow your head. For anybody that has strong minds or a strong, you know, beautiful third eye, just imagine that third eye and that head and that brain is just kind of either energetically or actually just kind of looking down to the center of your chest, or the upper center by the thymus, just kind of remembering that the heart is boss. relaxing, letting the furniture hold you up. As I begin to just do a clearing, purifying for whatever is up for you today, I'm asking your angels, your guides, your, the beings that support you. And of course, I'm always first asking the divine Allah, the one source creator, the one that breathes you and beats your heart, to clear what's ever in the way or to give you an inspiration of a path forward, to open all the people, places, and things that are already decreed and written in your soul before you're born, to help our minds get out of the way, to help our self-management to get out of the way, to step into ease, grace, and flow. So I'm just going to go where the spirit leads me. Trust, if I start going prayers in Arabic, it's the sound codes still work. And there's certain protocols, and I'm just going to go where I'm led for the group, for the individuals, and to trust that you will receive everything you need. And you'll have the recording. Okay, let's begin. Make sure you're comfortable. Let the body be comfortable. Sit back, relax. Audhubillah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbi alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yamidin, Iyaka Nabudu, Iyaka Nasta'in, Hidina Surat Allah Mustaqim, Surat Allah Dina, Namta Alehi, Mari Makdubi, Alehi Maladalin. Amin, 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 Amin. So, all for all the sensitive people, the empaths that are on the call, and anybody that with strong minds, in minds looping and chattering too much, just opening with a prayer that just kind of cleans the mind, gives us a fluff and a buff. And to open space for everything so that we can be in pain and we can be in the divine at the same time. We can hold two things at once. We can be in the pain, but we always remember the divine. So I'm going to say a Sufi prayer and then a divine name. Audhubillah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahu lele Allahu al-hay al-qayyum, la ta'kuru sinatun wa la naum, lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard, man alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhnihi, yalama ma baina thim wa ma khalfahum, wa la yutatuna bi shahmina mihi illa bima sha'a, wasi'a kursiyyuhu samawati wal ard, wa la yahuduhu hiftuhuma wa huwa allahu al-adhim. Audhubillah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qulu Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Going behind your necks. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qu'udu bi-Rabbi falaq, min shari ma khalaq, wa min shari rasikin ith waqab, wa min shari nafatiful ukad, wa min shari hasadin ith hasad. Now going up to your C7T1, the top of your spine, just releasing anything for all you sensitive people that pick up energy. Udubillah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ka'udu barabi nas, maliki nas, Allahi nas, min shari al-swasaka nas, al-laythi waswisu fi saduri nas, min al-janati wa nas. Just open to that light, letting the angels give you a fluff and buff and just sweep over you. And now I'm going to call on the divine coded name of the divine Al-Wasiya. W-A-A-S as in sugar, I with a little apostrophe. Ya-Wasiya, which is the divine is the all-embracing, enveloping. And just so I let it just surround, I invite the Al-Wasiya to surround our group, our one heart, one soul, and to open space in people's hearts and energetic fields. And whatever is in the way right now, whether money, health, relationship, time, money, energy, whatever it is, to make space for the beloved to hold that as, that's just in the way right now. I'm having a contraction. I know I'll sooner or later have an expansion. And allow the Yahwasia to just put its arms around you and to make space for all of it, no matter what is troubling you in the moment or what's in the way, seemingly in the way. Yah, which is Owasia, the all-embracing, all-precious and all-protecting and all-enveloping. Yahwasia. Feel the transmission. Yahwasia. So hold what's in the way in one place and then also allow this to expand around you. Yahwasia. 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 Oh, the divine, you are the all-embracing. Embrace us. Yahwasia. Yahwasia. The endless, the all-reaching, the all-embracing embraces us, all beings, with its greatness, power, and generosity and all-encompassing presence. Yahwasia. Yahwasia. Ya Allah Yahwasia, which means, O divine, you are the all-encompassing. Embrace us. Help us make space for everything, no matter what. Yahwasia. Yahwasia. Help us to be patient. Help us to widen. Help us to receive your abundance. Yahwasia. 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 Let yourself be led into the space of enriched knowledge, power, abundance, whatever the divine wants to give you now, today, right now, in this moment, about what's in the way. Yahwasia. To purify. Yahwasia. So it doesn't begin to be so big as you thought it was. Yahwasia. 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 Let Yahwasia be the wind of mercy. Yahwasia. 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 Let it heal you. Open space for more infinite possibility. Yahwasia. 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 And as it embraces your soul and rewires you, let it go move out to your family, your ancestors, to anyone crying for that you're connected to on a soul level. Yahwasia, 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 your mothers, your fathers, Yahwasia, your ancestors, your children, Yahwasia, Yahwasia, Yahwasia. But first for you, Yahwasia, Yahwasia, let it purify, Yahwasia. Widen, Yahwasia, Yahwasia, Yahwasia. Make room in your heart for everything. Yahwasia, 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 Yahwasia. Let help you to see the beauty that you carry within. Yahwasia, Yahwasia, no matter what's happening on the outside. Yahwasia, Yahwasia, Yahwasia. Beautiful, beautiful lights coming in. Yahwasia. Yahwasia, 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 Yahwasia. Yahwasia, Yahwasia, Yahwasia. See if you can imagine that wasia. It's going all the way back towards your spine, out to the little door, opening your soul. Or just be wherever you are. And you can chant it yourself. You're on mute, so you can chant it. You can sing it. Just keep repeating, yawasia. 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 It knows what you need. It will give you exactly what you need in the moment. Yawasia. 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 Feel it in your body, in your breath. Yeah, in your breast. Yawasia. Yawasia. This quality can heal any doubts and transform doubt into a form of energy and aliveness and certainty. Yawasia, asking God, the divine, to clear any doubts, worries, misconceptions. Yawasia, wasia, 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 opening trust. Yes, wasia, 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 wasia. Wasia, 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 wasia. It can also heal the body. It can heal a stiff back, a tense womb. It can open up your breath to fully receive. Yeah, wasia. Ah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. Just move with whatever energy moves in you. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. So for heart, body, soul, whatever you need. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. It heals depression. It heals diseases of the soul. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. I can feel a lot of energy in people's legs. Feel your thighs, knees, lower legs, ankles, feet. You're here on this earth and you can have heaven on earth. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. It's safe to be here. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. Widen your hips. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. Yeah, wasia. Feeling your pelvic floor. Yeah, wasia. 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 Bringing in nurturing, yawasia, connection, finding your place on earth again if you feel lost, finding your place, yawasia, yawasia, yawasia. It's really coming in strong for people to really fully stand in who they are. Yawasia, 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 yawasia. You're here, you're safe, you're held, you're embraced. Yawasia, yawasia, on the inner and outer. Yawasia, 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 yafata, 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 yawasia, 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 yawasia. Infinite embracing. Yawasia, yawasia, yawasia. It gives us the capacity to open our arms, open our hearts, even in times of constriction. Yawasia, 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 yawasia. Even those who have difficulties, open to be embraced, to be loved, to be surrounded. Yawasia, 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 yawasia. And if you're feeling any pains that like sort of come into your heart, just say the yawasia right into the spot. If you feel a spot of constriction or pain in your body or your heart, just say wasia right into it. It'll open it. Yawasia, yawasia, yawasia. You are healers too. Yawasia, yawasia, yawasia. Through these divine names. Yawasia, yawasia. Just say it. Yawasia, yawasia. With conviction. Yawasia, 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 yawasia. Yawasia. So now I'm just going to be quiet for a minute. Just let that light come in even more. Stretch your shoulders, your body. Feel it. Wiggle. Move. Wasia. Yawasia. Yawasia. You open your crowns. Yawasia. 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 Feel your feet. Yawasia. 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 Your bellies. Yawasia. 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 Let this be a full body experience for your body, heart, soul, spirit. Yawasia. Wow, so much light received. Hey, thank you. Yawasia. Beautiful, beloveds. Wow. So staying inside, receiving, allowing. Very powerful quality in times of constriction, when what is in the way is the way. What hits us could not have missed us. It's all from us and for us, for us and from us. We are not victims. We are divine representatives of God on this earth. And the divine is calling us home in this life to have heaven on earth inside us. Yawasia. Yawasia. Light still coming in, so just trust, opening your crown, opening your heart, your belly, your body. So this was both a cleaning and a receiving, kind of both in one. So just be where you are, whether you're getting cleaned or whether you're getting filled or both, just accept what is. Opening to the music of your soul. Yawasya. 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 Okay, wow. So I'm going to change the schedule, which my Sufi Sheikh teacher, Sufi master, used to say, be the daughter or son of your moment. So in the moment, if it's okay for those, if anybody wants to check in with how they're doing with the healing, this won't be about the program, but more about how's the healing for you right now that we just did. How's that quality, divine name, Yahwah, for you? And then we'll do some more healing and some more questions. So we'll just kind of move with the moment. So if anybody would like to raise their hand, Deborah, if you can tell them how to raise their hand, because I don't know how.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Excuse me. So to raise your hand, if you hover your mouse down to the bottom of the of your screen, it should pop up a bar that, and you'll see a sign that says participants with heads there. Click on the participants box, and at the bottom of that box, you should see a thing to raise your hand, and click on raise hand, and then I'll unmute you.
Right.
And if you can't figure out how to do that, then as a last resort, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Yeah, and for those people, the way the light is still moving, just stay inside, just keep receiving. Just keep receiving, 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 allowing. There's no need to speak. It's only if there's something in your heart that it would be helpful for you and the group.
So, Halima, we have Lena Nicolasane. I apologize for mispronouncing your last name, but you are now unmuted. Lena.
Hi, beloved.
Let's see, Lena, are you speaking?
Lena? We're calling on you. Are you there? Do you have the correct first name?
Yes, her hand is raised and she is unmuted. Let's see. Lena. Let's see. Okay.
Nicolason, something like that. Nicolason.
You are unmuted. I tell you what, there's another person who unmuted.
Maybe she doesn't have a microphone.
Yeah, it might be a problem with the microphone. If you want to put something in the chat, I'll read that. And meanwhile, Felix unmuted. Felix, did you have a question or something?
And people are putting some nice comments in the comment box too, so everybody can, you know, that's great too.
Yeah, would you like me to read those? Let's see,
Let's just check in with Felix. Hi, Felix. I can't see you, but I would like to hear you. Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat.
Okay, hold on. Where did I just see Felix?
Do we have everybody on mute on the call or something that they can't speak? Or?
No, we have the ability to unmute Felix disappeared. I see his photo there. He's not in front of it, so.
Okay.
Okay.
We can always do some more healing and come back to this.
Let's check the chat here. So here is one that is actually a question in the chat from Elizabeth. It says, great, thank you, peaceful. I'd love help releasing more of the masculine pushing in me and step into more feminine magnetism and receptivity, especially in relationships and manifesting, receiving, trust, etc. Lightening my body to receive more and feel more relaxed and safe at ease.
Beautiful. So yeah, Wasia will work for that. It's in any of the divine names and any of the MP3s, because it's teaching us to receive. It's one of the practices that there's no track in this way. I mean, there are some practices in the Sufi way where we do have to try. we have to try to fast, or we have to try to do different things, get up in the middle of the night and pray. But in the way of the chanting and the meditation and the divine names, whenever we're chanting, it's only a receiving. And so it's opening up our left side of our being and balancing the masculine and feminine, because all we have to do is receive and remember who we are. There's no trying, there's no effort. The divine does everything through the sound codes of the name. It wants to give us everything. So you're in the right place. And so just, you know, let me know how that Wasia was for you. Were you able to kind of receive and feel it? So yeah, and also, it's also helpful to remember your pelvic floor as a woman and widen your hips and your whole sacral area and just really open to receive. You know, we carry the love already. We're just remembering to connect with it. Inside our heart. It's not outside us. And we've all been taught, I've been taught too, to give, to do. And I learned very well, I had to unlearn what it means to be a woman. I thought that the men had all the power and this is how you went through the world. And now I know there's a divine quality called Qadir. And that's the real power, and it's not a doing. The divine does it through us, and it's effortless. We're in flow. We're in ease. And it magnetizes what we need. It's already written. We have to get out of our way. It's already written. Everything's written. We're just getting out of our own way. And remember, we know nothing. The brain knows nothing. So thank you. So this program will help you keep working on that. And yeah, Wasi is a good one. Yeah, Fatah. Yeah, Kareem, which is the generous. Yeah, Kareem might be a good one for you to work with. Again, I had mentioned that before, but it's Yakarim means the divine is the most generous, wants to give us everything. We don't have to earn it, work for it, or deserve it. That's a big concept we're cleaning for 5,000 years of misbeliefs, at least. So, Yakarim, yeah. So I hope that was helpful. Yeah, that feels like the best. Yakarim, a lot of light comes in with that. Anybody else want a divine name for their constriction?
We have two hands raised and then two questions in the chat. Since Lena raised her hand first, she put her question in the chat. Her microphone wasn't working.
Who is this?
Lena.
Lena? Okay, hi, yeah. Lena.
So we'll go to her first and then we'll go to Kimberly in the
okay. Online. Hi, Kimberly. I see her.
Okay. Okay. But Lena's question is, entities and disembodied spirits are a problem for me. Is there anything that would help, that would be helpful to say for them to leave me alone? The healing was beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. It's about, the easy answer is it's about really being strong and to know, this is for everybody without a doubt, that our light has power over that. And that comes from all the holy books, you know, decreed from the divine, Allah. And apologize when I say Allah, people. I don't mean anything from a religion. I'm just saying the one. I'm just so used to using it. So Allah says that the human being is one of a rare creation where we have the unimpeding light coming from the divine, and our light overrides the light of the darkness. So it's to know that, remember that, and you just say no. So it's, I wish I could talk to you because it's about, and we can do a 15-minute check-in, and this is for everybody. Please don't do it every day, please. But if you go onto my booking website, simply One Soul Purpose, simply book.me, and I'll send you a link with the recording. You can do a 15-minute check-in and I'll do it personally exactly for you. But it's basically saying no and know that our light overrides that light, no matter if it's an entity or what it is. So it's saying no. And in the Sufi way, we do have certain protocols. We do have certain Arabic names or words that we can use. That also does it. It has to leave. And so you can also say, in the name of Allah, no. Or in the name of Jesus, no. I mean, whatever works for you, whatever name of the divine that you use, no. And then also, hopefully you get the one-on-one healing session for anybody that has issues with this. We can do a clearing. And also, remember, everything's for us and from us. I'm not blaming or shaming anybody. And sometimes we got programmed for this from our ancestral. There could be 1,000 reasons why it's happening. So we want to get to the root of so that it can not happen again and that you have the tools to use so that you feel strong and protected. So I hope that helps. If she wants to give me some feedback. Yeah, okay. This Sufi path has those secrets. That's the beauty of the Sufi path, too. There's been an unending lineage of knowing how to deal with the darkness. And there is protocols, there are prescriptions. And just know, saying no strongly is enough to cut the cord, to cut the entity, no. And then if there's something more behind it, why it keeps coming back, it could be ancestral, could be anything, then we can, you know, check in to see what that is. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in the right place. Sufi's got some good secrets that I'm happy to share what I can. Okay.
Awesome. Okay, so we've got quite a few more questions between the chat and the hands.
Okay, I think let's just do it because, you know, everybody has everything they need in the MP3s, and then we'll end with a healing. So we'll save the last 20 minutes for healing. And okay, let's go for questions.
Okay. All right, I'm going to Kimberly. Pineta, you're unmuted.
Thank you, Deborah. Hello, everybody. Thank you for everything. I've been enjoying this program. Along with what Lena said, I have gone through a lot of that similar journey, and it has continued. doing the healings and the MP3s, especially the ancestral one, makes me feel physically ill. And now, even with what we've done, there's so much between the eyes, behind the nose. I don't know if you can really tell on the video, but the discoloration is quite pronounced after connecting in that way. So I just am here to heal that.
Okay. All right. So, So close your eyes. So we're all healers here. So let's all close our eyes and send some light and some love to Kimberly. Kimberly, just open to receive, trust, allow. And so the darkness loves the kingdom of the head because our brain and our mind is what, we've been trained, I don't even want to go the why. So the kingdom of the head is a great thing to work on. So I'm just going to bring in some qualities with the kingdom of the head. Yabasir, Yabasir. And everybody just send the healing love to Kimberly and ask the divine for help. So everybody in the call, you can be saying, Yashafi, which is God, you are the healer. Please heal Kimberly. Yashafi, Yashafi. And anybody else that has this in their head, I'm just going to be doing it. Udubilahi minashaitana regime is malak manarheem, Allahu lele, Allahu alhayo kayum, lata kurus, and atun walanaum, lahu mafi, samwati, mafil art, mendele, the yashuhu, indahu, alabiyadni, alama, mabaina theme, mamakafahum, walla yututuna, bishahameen, amihi, alabi masha, wasiakrasi, uhu, samwati, wal art, walla yahuduhu, hiptahuma, wahua, ahu aladim, Udubilah, 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 minashaitana regime is malak manarheem, Allahu lele, Allahu alhayo kayum, lata kurus, and atun walanaum, Lahuma fi samwati wa mafil art, Mendele the Yeshuhu into who will be at Nealama, Mabaina theme, Omakafa whom, while La Yutuna Bishahamina Mahi, Ilabi Masha, Wasiakrasi, who samwati will art, while La Yahudahu, hip to whom, Wahua, Allahua, theme, asking the angels to help, asking Sidi Spirit to help the prophets, the angels, and all that help this beautiful beloved and all the people on the call, helping. Udabila, Udabila, Lunukabila, Natila, Tama, Lunukabila, Natila, Tama, Lunukabila, Natila, Tama. If anything needs to come out, let it shake out of your legs, Kimberly. Just shake your body, let it come out your feet. Alanukabila natila tama, alanukabila natila tama, alanukabila natila tama. Audubila minashaitana regime, bismalak manarheem, Allahu lele, Allahu alhayo kayum, la takurus, in a tune, malanaum, lahu mafi, samwatu, mafil art, mendele the yeshuhu, into who alabi adni alama, mabaina theme, omakafahum, walla yututuna bishahameen, amihi, alabi masha, wasiakrasi, uhu, samwatu, al art, walla yahudahu, hiftahum, awahu, alahu aladim. Yalla Anur, 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 Anur. Just bringing in, Anur means the light, just bringing in the divine light into your third eye, into the pituitary pineal gland, your nose, your ears, your mouth, the back of your neck. Bismillah Rahman Rahim Kulullahu Ahad Allahu Samad Lami Lava Lami Lava Lami Kun Lukuf One Had Bismillah Rahman Rahim Kulullahu Ahad Allahu Samad Lami Lava Lami Lava Lami Kun Lukuf One Had Bismillah Rahman Rahim Kulullahu Ahad Allahu Samad Lami Lava Lami Lava Lami Kun Lukuf One Had Yamatikabir 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 Yamatikabir. Beautiful. There's a lot of light coming into your heart now. Hopefully you can feel that. Just nod your head if it's okay. Kimberly, yeah, just open your heart. There's a lot of light coming in. Beautiful. Just kind of bowing your head to your heart. Yeah, Noor, Anur, 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 Yamatikabir, 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 Anur, 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 Anur. For everybody, opening your heart, your high heart by your thymus. Anur, 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 Anur. It's always for all of us. This beautiful thing about being a healer, we give, but we also receive. Anur, 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 Anur. Cleaning your third eyes, everybody's third eye. Cleaning anybody that's in there trying to get in the way. Cleaning the third eye from the fluoride, from the calcium, from all that stupid food that we're drinking and eating. Anur, Anur, Anur. Cleans the heart, it also cleans the third eye. Anur, the pineal. Anur, 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 Anur. Oh Allah, please to clean their third eyes. Return them to the who you made them to be clean. Anur, Anur, Anur. Only seeing your light, only listening to your ears. Anur, your voice. Anur, 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 Nura, Nura Lalim, Abasir, Asamiya, Amutakalim, Amutakalim, Allah, 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 Anur, 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 Mutakabir, 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 Allah, Allah. Beautiful. How's that, Kimberly and everybody?
Things are moving.
Okay, good. So let it keep moving. Just stay inside and you can come back and listen to this recording. And if you want to do a check-in, we can do a check-in. 15-minute check-in. Okay.
Thank you.
Just make an appointment. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm writing down names as the questions are coming in, and I'm going to go in order that they came in as best I can. I got about 5 questions in the queue, just to let you know. The next one.
Yeah, we have 30 more minutes. So.
Okay. So we have Kim Alexander says, thank you for this healing. I'm feeling very fatigued and exhausted after the healing. Is there anything you can offer
there? Exhausted after the healing? And who is this?
Kim Alexander, it says.
Kim Alexander, okay. Okay. So it just feels like, you can tell me if this feels right. It just feels like it's a lot of light came in. So you may just want to take a nap and just let it keep moving. That used to happen when my Sufi master, I'm not saying I'm a Sufi master, but when he used to teach and bring in the light, if people aren't used to it, people used to just conk out right in front of him. And we try to wake him up. He said, no, let them sleep. And he'd stop the people from waking them up. So yeah, so just trust what is. Remember, what is in the way is the way. Trust your body. And maybe the divine is just telling you, you need to rest. So it's always perfect in the moment. So drink a lot of water. That's for everybody. Drink a lot of water. This light is more than we know. And it can be very powerful. So just trust, rest, and you may wake up a new person, a new creation. And sometimes our conscious mind gets in the way. And so the divine kind of puts us to sleep so we won't be thinking about it. And it just will work on us. It's a gift. It's mercy. So thank you. Hope that helps.
Okay. So next is Mayor. I'm going to unmute you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're unmuted. Mayor Sarong. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Hi, Mayor. Mar, you can tell us what you...
M-E-H-A-R.
Hi, assalamu alaikum.
Oh, alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam.
Yeah.
She picked you on here.
I'm trying to get out of the... cancel my thing. It's not happening. Okay, there you go.
Hi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, you know, I had so many questions, but my throat just got so sore. But I heard.
I don't mean to laugh, but that's perfect.
Yeah. While we did the first one, you know, you said what word comes up. It was Rahim.
Oh, good.
Rahim, because I am very angry with my husband. So I guess some message there, I guess.
Yeah, no wonder your throat's hurting.
Yeah.
The throat stores the anger, the unsaid words we want to say.
Yeah, it's getting a little better, much better, I should say, 50% okay. Better, but inshallah. So just have too much in my head, the daughters and the granddaughter and, you know, the in-laws, my daughter's in-laws. And it's just, I am like a fireball. I'm trying to calm down everybody and I'm getting exhausted.
Yeah, because you're not the doer. Guess who the doer is?
Yeah.
So through this program and through the many people I've worked with and the many people that some of the other Sufis have worked with, through this program, if you're able and willing, and I invite you to really use this program to put yourself first. And as you heal yourself and receive unlimited, infinite light and love and the divine qualities, your family automatically get it.
Okay.
People have had huge healings, you know, with their you know, kids in jail, getting out of jail, or addictions, different things. It's like Allah is always saying, you first, my love. Let me take care of everybody. I'm the responsible one. You ain't Allah. I am. Let me do it. Yeah. So a lot of times it's very common that healers, people on this path, came in to heal a sense of unworthiness, which results in a way that we become overly responsible because we try to earn our way to heaven. So we give and 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 we get worn out, we get sick, we get burnt out, we get taken advantage of. That's not the way. That's thousands of years of the darkness of the shaitan. This is the false matrix. There is no quality of give till you die. There is no quality of unworthy. There is no quality of be responsible. Allah is the responsible. The divine is the responsible.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So have mercy on yourself, Ar-Rahim, and return and remember who breathes you, who beats your heart. You don't even have to try to do that. And so, and then, and what wasiyah is good also because you make space. It's like they have problems. Okay, everybody has problems. If you're human, you have a problem. And it's not your job to fix it.
Yeah, Afatah is helping me. I've been
And Afatah is good too for worry. Yeah, it's good for worry and fear.
Yeah.
And doubt.
Yeah, Mother's Day, instead of enjoying, I was just calming everybody down on Afatah.
Yeah.
You know,
give it up. I will pray for you.
Thank you.
We're all learning that lesson. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to see you. Okay. We still have 22 minutes.
Okay. So the next question is from Alana. Question or comment. I thought I was coming here for purpose, but after doing the chants a few days, I see it's a fear of people and stepping out. I get off path and swayed. I get off path and swayed, but that happens when I get to the step of adding people.
Join the club. So, so I'm wondering, beloved, are you an empath? Meaning that you're very sensitive and you really feel and feel everybody's energies and you kind of take on their energy. Cause I'm finding a lot of people that signed up for this course are very sensitive, beautiful beings.
She typed in yes.
Yes. Okay. So it's probably a wise thing that you to want to add people. And through this course and through this program and through the healing and working with the healings and the divine names, you will begin to know how to protect yourself and to become a lighthouse so that you're shining the light out in 360 degrees. And you will have what we call a sacred burqa. So instead of having a burqa or a sheet over our being, we have a burqa of light above us, below, right, left, front, back. And that's our beautiful protection. You feel protected and you're magnetizing the light in a safe way, but you're not being a sponge to take it in. Because it's a lot. And the empaths came to shine their light. That is their highest purpose for the empath. Is to know the light that they carry, to be protected, to shine that light. And you're doing that for the collective, for the planet. But it's always like what I said to the other beloved, Mayor, it's the same thing. It's you first, my love. Learn how to protect yourself, how because sometimes the empath attracts the energy vampires. They just want to suck you dry, your money, your energy, your time, because you have such a big heart you want to give. So we're going to be teaching you to give from the divine to the divine and to have healthy boundaries, to know you can be safe in your body, to trust your body, and to trust the divine protection and light. And we have tools for that. So wasiyah is a good one for that we did today too. Let it embrace you. Let the wasiyah become like almost like an energetic cocoon around you, about an arm's length above, below, right, left, front, back. And I will end this call with a prayer of light for everybody to be protected after this call. So you can, you'll receive that. Hopefully you'll get to see, feel, or just feel, you'll get to feel that embrace and that like energetic sort of cocoon bubble wrapping around you. Hope that helps.
She says, yes, I've tried everything, so hopefully this will be the change.
Okay, this is it, baby. We're gonna make it happen. God's gonna make it happen. You're here for a reason. Inshallah, God willing.
Okay, we're going to Maria Menino. Maria, you are unmuted.
Hello, Maria. Mariam.
Hi, Mariam. How are you?
Hi.
So, no quality came up in the beginning, but when you were going through saying parents and children, the children one got me. I found out on Mother's Day that my daughter is splitting up with her fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just dealing with that piece, at least on top of the other pieces with my parents because of their health.
Right.
I wanted to take care of them, but
right.
That was an extra stone that I didn't need.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure what, and the tapes and the MP3s, I've been listening to them.
Okay.
Sometimes all in a day, sometimes different ones, whichever ones call me, but in particular with this, because it started hitting me yesterday, and
okay.
I guess what I could work.
Yeah. With. So Yawasi is good for you as well. It's like making space for all of it.
Okay.
Because sometimes our mind wants to get on and we want to fix everything. We got my mother, I got my father, I got this, I got that. Now we got this. Oh my God. So it's the same thing. It's just, this is the same pattern as everybody has. It's really to know that the divine is the doer. You're not responsible. Yes, you're responsible for your parents right now. That's the holy, holy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But not at the expense of your time, your money, or your energy. Mm-hmm. This is not a we're cleaning thousands of years about suffering and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, so it might be in your ancestral lineage. It's in mine. I'm still cleaning it.
Yeah.
You know, they kept, I'm not blaming the religion. Please let me, you know, please don't, I don't want to get emails, but anyway, so what it was for me is I thought, you know, I got the picture where I used to have to kneel in front of a bloody cross of Jesus on the cross. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, oh, I have to suffer. Oh, he suffered. So I have to suffer.
Yeah.
And it's my job and I have to, you know, save the world and like that. That came in from the false matrix of the darkness. It's not true. Behind that false matrix, God is taking care of everybody. And we're each sovereign beings. And it's about putting ourselves first in a holy way, receiving and giving from our full cup, from the overabundance, time, money, energy, love, wisdom. Because the divine knows what the people need. You don't. You think you know what they need.
Mm-hmm.
You think this is the great boyfriend. Maybe the fiance, maybe there's a better one.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think maybe she needs, you know, you think she needs to just get over it. Maybe she needs that, you know, what's in the way is in the way.
Yeah.
Maybe this is going to crack open her heart or his heart. You know, we have no clue.
I know.
From the highest. Yeah.
Just feel because there's two little ones involved. So it's.
Oh, yeah. So it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So, right. So, and those two little ones.
He's going to be free. Yeah. So.
Oh,
that's the piece.
Well, you'll still have them. So you can still be a grandmom, right? Or grand aunt. So I would invite you to just work with Wasia. So you take all the people with all the so-called issues in your life and you make space for all of it. Yeah, Wasia.
Okay.
And asking to widen you so you can be with them, but not fixing them.
Okay.
So you can be with it. You're not denying. We don't want to deny our emotions and it hurts and it feels. So you're with that, but and you're making space for the divine. Wisdom, ideas, inspirations, intuitions.
Okay. Yeah.
Love. You're holding love for all of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And remember, you first, my love, always.
Thank you.
Yeah. I hope that helps.
Yeah. The boundaries. And I had a cranial session. Actually, that's why I got on a few seconds, like either later, and a lot came up with lineage in the womb, in the pelvis. It was like so much pain. I could feel all the stuff and the sign of the cross came in and all of that. So it was like, I think all of this is opening up and I'm very thankful to being in this group.
Yeah, you're in the right place. We all are. We all came to, you know, that's what we're doing. We are the ones we've been waiting for. There's no more saviors. No ETs are going to fly down in a flying saucer and save us. It's up to us to clear the false matrix of misbeliefs.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
So that, yeah, so just keep going. You're doing great.
Okay.
And it can happen in a minute. It's not real. We think it's real. So it says, go easy on ourselves. We're clearing thousands of years of misbeliefs and false programming. Be gentle, drink water. Okay, who else we got? Thank you, Maria.
Okay, we have from Halima Gibson, wondering what other quality would help to open this up more. And I believe she put that in there when you were talking about opening up the mind. Halima, is that correct? Opening up the mind.
Hello. Opening the mind? We want to clean the mind.
No, it was about just opening up how you're...
I can't hear you.
Uh-oh, hold on. Okay. Where are you, Halima?
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. First of all, this is amazing. I'm so glad I'm here. Second of all, it was actually just how to deepen the process of awasya for me personally. Was there any other quality that would help support that?
Mean to be able to hold everything that you're going through and make space for it and not get so caught up in it and not get like, so making a mountain out of a molehill, which seems like a mountain right now. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. So still feels like, wasya.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Is really a master quality. So it just helps us keep remembering.
Yeah,
I mean, after contraction is expansion, and not to get so caught up in the drama.
Right. I heard helpful for depression, and I heard money issues definitely too.
Yeah, it's one of the master qualities. Yeah, and Al-Kareem's always good. Just remember, you don't have to earn it or deserve it. Things happen, and Allah can give you $1 million in a minute. We lose, we get. We contraction, expansion. Allah can fill anything. And the nice thing is, scientifically, nature and Allah abhors a vacuum. So if you have a vacuum, it's getting ready to be filled. So just keep going. Yeah. So thank you. I hope that helps. Okay, who's next?
Okay, so the next question is from Bonnie Bristow that says, feeling temperature fluctuations. Comments?
Yes. So this has been happening on some of the one-on-one healings as well. So sometimes we get hot, and we might start sweating, or we just feel a lot of heat. That's the purification. And then sometimes it gets cool, and that's the beautification. So just trust that the divine knows exactly what you need, but the heat is just burning off any of the not you, anything that needs to be burned off. You don't need to know what it is. If it does the work, if it wants you to know what it is, it'll let you know. Otherwise, just go with it. Just ride the waves. Ride the waves. Yeah. Hope that's helpful. Just means it's working. And again, for you empaths, you are going to feel it in your body. So that's how you get it. So the people with the third eye, they're going to see the lights and the colors. For the people with the knowing or the hearing, they're going to get it that way. So everybody gets it in their own way. And if you are an empath, a sensitive person, you're going to feel it in your body. And then you know, hey, God's got me. The light, it's working. And the overheating is the purification. So keep trusting it. Just let it go. Don't try to stop it. It's purifying you. It's a healing. And I just want to give a shout out to Donald Batters. We met on the phone last week. Hello, Donald. I know you can't speak on the phone, but I just want to send you extra amount of love. He's from England. He's a beautiful beloved. He has a Sufi heart and soul and spirit. He's struggling with health. Just want to send him some love. So glad you're here, Donald. Amongst all these women, you're holding down the ground for us. So thank you so much for being here. Who else is here?
So Bonnie, in response to that, said, thank you. Any names for the temperature changes?
No, just let it keep happening. Just whatever quality you're working with, it's doing the work. No, it's the one name always is Allah, Abba, Hashem, Elohim. You know, there's a MP3 recording where you get to choose what name of the divine you want to use. So if you never know what to use, you always revert to that. That's the highest name. It includes all the names. It includes all the qualities. So you just say Allah right into it, but just it knows what to do and it's doing it. So trust it. So you can just say Allah, Allah, Abba, Abba, Hashem, Ahava, which is Hebrew for love. You just want to use a sacred name. Jesus used Allahu, Allaha. It's all in the recording, in the MP3. Thank you, Bonnie Bristow. Okay.
And so I'll just read a couple of the comments. Donald says, hi and love to all. What a joyous gathering. And Mehar says, Shukrun, thank you. Feeling lighter, yes to loving myself. Elizabeth says, yes, womb and heart, both as the chalices for receptivity and magnetism to receive all we need. And Elizabeth says, yes, I get the overheating.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't see. I get the overheating too from trying to contain myself, the who I am.
Yeah, don't contain. Let it go.
Than feeling safe, expressing, sharing outwardly. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And Bonnie said, great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Anybody else? Because I would like to leave time because I'd like to do the prayer of light that sends a protection for everyone and to seal this beautiful time together. And I look forward to having one-on-one healings with people and the people that ordered the hand reading, the hand and fingerprint analysis. I already sent out all their packets, so they should be getting them in the mail, their hand kits. And anything else? Deborah, anybody else asking for a question or anything? Are we okay?
I believe we're good to go.
All right, people, there's the beautiful faces. Hi, Bobby. Hi, Maniba. All righty. So thank you so much, beloveds. I invite you to take a couple of deep breaths, just checking back in again, putting your hand on your upper heart, by your thymus, the place of surrender, the place of the high heart and the high heavens, seven heavens inside our heart. And we thank the angels, the prophets, the holy women, all the cosmic beings, the elements of the earth mother itself, divine father. Thank you for all the help. We ask that help to continue. Help us to be conscious of your help. Be thankful and praising of your help. Thank especially my holy guide and Sheikh Sidi Muhammad Al-Jamal. I miss so much. Who brought us all these teachings. He brought these teachings to the West, all these holy teachings. Because he said he came to America from Jerusalem. Because we are the ones to carry the message. So that's everybody on this call. And I just got chills. He said, yes, that is right. So we ask his help and all the help of all the prophets and the light to seal this healing with this beautiful protection of light. And especially for all you empaths, feel this. Begin to feel this as a protection for you. Begin to get to know your sacred burqa, so to speak. It's a sacred cocoon of protection of light that is here for you. It's real. Okay, ask this with the prayer of light. Allahumma ijal fikal hadal insan noran. O Allah, please to put light in our hearts. Wafi navs hadal insan nora, and light in the souls. Wafi ru hadal insan nora, and light in the spirit. Wafi akal hadal insan nora, and light in the intellects, the divine intellect, not our brains. Allahumma ijal an yamini hadal insan nora. Ya Mutmin, the divine name of faith and trust, please to put that light on our right side, out on the right, from the center of our heart, out to the right. Wa anya sri hadal insan nora. Ya Muhaimin, O protector, protect us and put your protecting light on our left side. Wa minamami hadal insan nora. Ya Aziz, beautiful, strong light out in front of us to make the way straight and easy. Wa min kalfi hadal insan nora. Ya Jabbar, beautiful, compelling light way out behind us to match the light in front. So our light in front and back is balanced. Watakta Abdami Hadal Insan Nora. Ya Salam. Peace, safety, and security underneath our feet, grounded on Mother Earth, safe. Wafauki Rausi Hadal Insan Nora. Ya Qudus, Qudus, Qudus. Beautiful holy light above our head. Allahumma ijali hadal insan nora. O Allah, source, one, all that is, Mother, Father, Spirit, God, make us all light. Make our whole selves light, our body and our energetic field, every cell. Yamatikabir, 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 make our whole self light. Yamatikabir, 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 Yamatikabir. Feeling your legs, all you empaths. Feeling the light above, below, right, left, front, and back. Yamatikabir, inside and out. Yamatikabir, 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 Yamatikabir. Relaxing your bellies. Yamatikabir, Yamatikabir, Yamatikabir. Let the light do the work. Yamatikabir, 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 Yamatikabir. And ending with the Surah Fatiha, closing this with the Surah Fatiha. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Alameen Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yomidin. Iyak Nabudu Iyak Nasta'in. Hidina Surat Al Mustaqim. Surat Al Adina Namta Alayhim. Ayur Makdubi Alayhim Wala Dali. So there's a lot of light and energy. So let you feel it in your body as well as your heart. Feel it, see it, know it, imagine it, trust it. Still coming in. There's a beautiful spiral of light coming in. Allahumma anta salam, wa imika salam, wa alayka ya uru salam, tabarakta rabbana wa talayta ya dul jalali wal ikram. Thank you so much, beloveds. Just, you know, go ahead and hang up. Just stay where you are. The light is still coming in. It's really, really strong. If you feel it, that's still moving, just say yes. Keep receiving, allowing, trusting. And when you're in this deep place, you can ask if there's anything you need to so know, see, or understand, or feel. Just trust whatever comes. Amen. Amen. Salaam alaikum. I'm just going to hang up and let everybody stay in the quietness. And I look forward to meeting you one-on-one, inshallah. Oh, will you get me out?